Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹。
I have retired for a month right now.
我现在已经退休一个月了。
And many brothers and sisters ask me, how's life in retirement?
很多弟兄姐妹问我退休之后的生活怎么样。
I'd like to answer that this morning with a sports analogy.
那早上的话，我愿意用一个这个体育赛事当中的比喻来回答。
For baseball fan, I want to use a baseball analogy.
那因为我是一个这个棒球的迷，所以我愿意用棒球来做比喻。
When the baseball player, when they are in batting practice, when they practice how to swing a bat, they usually put something that has additional weight on the bat.
那这个棒球运动员他们在如何挥这个训练挥棒的时候呢？他们常常在这个棒球棒的上面会加一些重量。
It's almost like a donut, a big donut. They put that big donut.On the bat,
那就好像一个就是比较大的一个圈能够套在上边，能够来提供更多的重量。
And for some player, they put two donuts, three donuts on top of it.
那有一些这个棒球运动员，他们就会在这个棒球棒上加两个或三个的重量圈。
So that they can swing the bat with heavier, swing the heavier bat.
所以他们挥的这个棒就更重。
And so they can build up their arm strength.
所以他们就能够更多的来训练他们胳膊上的力量。
For a football fan, I want to use a football analogy here.
那如果对在座的这些橄榄球的迷，我愿意用一个橄榄球上的比喻。
When those linemen they practice how to rush the line,
当他们来训练如何能够来冲锋的时候
，they pull a tire behind them.
他们就会在身后拴一个这个轮胎。
And they rush and pulling a tire.
所以他们就训练如何能够拖着这个轮胎来冲刺。
Again, they want to build up their strength.
同样的，他们愿能够来训练起自己的力量。
Serving the Lord with a full-time job is like having that extra weight on the bat.
那当我在有工作的时候来服侍主，就好像在背后有这样一个轮胎一样。
Or pulling a tire behind you.
就是我好像在后边来拖一个轮胎一样。
But that is good for us.
但对我们来说这是好的。
Now the weight are lifted.
那现在这个重量已经没有了。
We can run faster.
我们就能够跑得更快。
We can jump a little bit higher.
我们也能够跳得更高。
That's how I felt.
这就是我所感受到的。
I like to encourage all those who have retired.
我愿鼓励所有已经退休的。
And to approach retirement this way.
能够来这样的看待退休的生活。
Before your physical strength leaving you, now is the window. There is the window we can run faster.
就是在你的这个体力慢慢的消减之前，我们有这样的一个空窗期，能够来更快的奔跑。
This morning, by the hymn we know, we'll be talking about higher ground.
那借着早上我们所唱的诗歌，我们知道早上我们要谈讨论更高之处。
I'd like to welcome a brother Josh, sitting there.
我愿意来欢迎我们的 Josh 弟兄。
Josh Shi
弟兄
The reason I want to welcome him is because I think he will appreciate the higher ground.
我愿意来提到这位弟兄是因为我想他会更多的来欣赏这个更高的
Because he spent 7 months in a submarine somewhere else.
因为在过去的7个月当中他都在别的地方的一个潜水艇中
And after 7 months in a submarine, I think he will appreciate dwell in the higher ground today.
那我想在潜水艇当中服侍了7个月之后，现在他能够更多的来欣赏这个更高之处。
Very happy to see him today with us.
今天很高兴能够看到他与我们在一起。
First, let's read a scripture on what is the higher ground.
首先让我们来读一处圣经，讲到什么是更高之处。
Psalm 91, verse 1.
诗篇91篇第一节。
Psalm 91, verse 1.
诗篇91篇第一节。
He who dwells in the shelter.Of the Most High, while abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
The shelter of the Most High is the higher ground.
至高者的隐秘处就是这个更高之处。
And the shadow of the Mighty is the higher ground.
全能者的荫下也是那更高之处。
And verse 5.
第五节。
You will not be afraid.Of the terror by night, or of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or the destruction that lays waste at noon.
你必不怕黑夜的惊骇，或是白日飞的箭，也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫，或是午间灭人的病毒。
I think this is very relevant to us.
我想这两节跟我们更相关。
We need to be at the higher, on the higher ground.
我们需要在那更高之处。
So that we will not fear the pestilence that stalks in darkness.
好叫我们不怕那黑夜行的瘟疫。
Or the destruction that lays waste at noon.
或者是那午间灭人的毒病。
So what is the higher ground?
所以什么是更高之处呢？
And this morning, I would like to say that the higher ground is the spiritual reality.
那早上我愿说，这个更高之处就是属灵的实际。
And we heard the word spiritual reality quite frequently.
我们常常会听到这个词属灵的实际。
But we often don't have opportunity to point out what is spiritual reality.
但常常我们没有机会能够来指出什么是属灵的实际。
We may have a vague notion of what spiritual reality is.
我们大概有一个模糊的意念是什么是属灵的实际。
But we didn't have opportunity to lay it all down what is the spiritual reality.
但我们却没有机会能够具体的把这个属灵的实际能够把它们排列清楚。
I would like to say the spiritual reality is our higher ground.
那我愿说这个属灵的实际就是我们的更高之处。
Whenever we reach the spiritual reality, then we will be on the higher ground.
每当我们能够来接触到属灵的实际，我们就在那更高之处。
I would like to share this morning the three spiritual realities.
早上我愿来分享三个属灵的实际。
The first one can be found in Galatians 1:18.
第一处可以在哥罗西书的一章十八节找到。
Galatians 1:18.
哥罗西书一章十八节。
And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的。使他可以在凡事上居首位。
Here we find the first spiritual reality.
在这里我们找到第一个属灵的实际。
When Christ have the preeminence, then we have the spiritual reality.
当基督在凡事上居首位的时候，我们就能够有那属灵的实际。
This is probably the most important spiritual reality that we can ever enter into.
这可能是那我们所以能够进入的最重要的属灵实际之一。
Is Christ, does Christ,have the preeminence in our life.
基督是否在我们的生活当中居首位？
And that is the first spiritual reality.
那是第一个属灵的实际。
Let's look at the second one.
让我们来看第二处。
1 Peter 5:6.
彼得前书一章第五章第六节。
1 Peter 5:6.
彼得前书五章六节。
Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time.
所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。
Humility is the spiritual reality.
谦卑是那属灵的实际。
Humility is the principle in God's kingdom.
在神的国中，属灵谦卑是这个属灵的原则。
When we do have that humility in our heart, we have the spiritual reality.
当我们的心中有那真实的谦卑的时候，我们就得着属灵的实际。
Let's look at the third spiritual realities.
让我们来看第三个属灵的实际。
Isaiah 40,
以赛亚书四十章
verse 30 and 31,
第三十到三十一节。
To youth grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly. Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary.
就是少年人也要疲倦困乏，强壮的也必全然跌倒，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Waiting for the Lord is the spiritual reality.
等候主是属灵的实际。
When someone has the spiritual reality, he is constantly waiting upon the Lord.
如果有一个人他有这属灵的实际，他常常会在那里等候神。
Let's pray before we go on.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning, we can come before your table to worship you.
父，我们感谢你早上我们能来到你的桌前来敬拜你。
Surely the goodness and mercy have followed us.
是的，必有恩惠和慈爱随着我们。
And we thank you for your faithfulness to bring us together today.
我们感谢你是这样的信实再一次能够召聚我们。
We pray that you will bring all of us to a higher ground.
我们祷告愿你带我们所有人一同到那更高之处。
And during the difficult challenging period, may you lift all of us up into that higher ground.
特别在这充满挑战困难的日子，愿你带我们扶持我们来到那更高之处。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们把下面的时间交托在主的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
God often brings his people to a higher ground to reveal himself.
神常常把他的子民带到更高之处，好能把自己启示给他们。
Now we're reading Exodus now in Bible study.
那现在我们在周五的查经在读出埃及记。
In chapter 19, God called his people to the foot of Mount Sinai.
在十九章的时候，神就呼召以色列人来到西乃山下。
Then the Lord came down on Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain.
然后神就临在西乃山顶上。
And the Lord called Moses and Aaron to the top of the mountain.
然后耶和华就呼召摩西和亚伦上了这个山顶。
On that higher ground, God revealed his purpose to Moses.
在那更高之处，神把他的旨意就启示给摩西。
And God often instructs us to prevail against our enemy from a higher ground.
神也常常教导我们在更高之处来胜过仇敌。
Right before they came to Mount Sinai,
就在他们来到西乃山之前，
Israel fought their very first battle against Amalek.
那以色列就打了他们的第一仗，是针对亚玛力人。
Through this battle against Amalek, we learn how to win spiritual battle.
那借着与亚玛力人这场征战，我们就明白如何能够赢属灵的征战。
And the secret to win our spiritual battle is to win at a higher ground.
那能够赢得属灵征战的这个秘诀就在于是在更高之处来胜过这场征战。
When they fought against Amalek, Joshua led the fight at the foot of hill.
当他们与亚玛力人征战的时候，约书亚就在山下来引导以色列人征战。
But Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. They fought Amalek on a higher ground.
但摩西、亚伦和户尔都上了山顶，他们是与在更高之处与亚玛力人征战。
When Moses, Aaron, Hur prevail on the higher ground, Joshua prevailed against Amalek on the foot of the hill.
当摩西、亚伦和户尔能够在山顶来得胜的时候，那约书亚在山下也同样能够得胜。
God also bring his people to a higher ground to witness his own glory.
神也带他的子民来到更高之处，能够来启示他自己的荣耀。
In New Testament, we saw Lord Jesus brought Peter, John, and James to a very high mountain.
那在新约的时候，我们就看到主耶稣带着彼得、约翰和雅各来到一个非常来到一个高山。
As Jesus was praying, they saw the appearance of Jesus' face change, and his clothes became dazzling white.
当主正在祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变，衣服洁白放光。
Suddenly they saw Moses and Elijah talking to Jesus.
那他们立时就看到有摩西和以利亚来与主说话。
They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem.
他们在荣光里显现，谈论耶稣去世的事，就是他在耶路撒冷将要成的事。
Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen, listen to him."
然后从云中有声音说，这是我的儿子，我所拣选的，你们要听他。
Apostle Peter could never forget that experience.
使徒彼得就永远没有办法忘记这一个声音。
So even when he wrote the second Peter, he remembered the voice from the cloud.
所以当他在写到彼得后书的时候，他仍然记着这个声音。
He said, "We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain."
他就说，我们从他在圣山的时候亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
He also remembered the glory he saw.
他也记得他所见的神的荣耀。
He said, when we told you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power, we did not follow cleverly devised stories, but we were eyewitness of his majesty.
他就说，我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。
They were brought to a higher ground to witness the glory of the Lord.
他们被带到那更高之处，能够来见证神的荣耀。
Brother and sister, how much we need to be brought to the higher ground today.
弟兄姐妹，我们今日何等被需要带到那更高之处。
And he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
那住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
And if we have this experience dwelling in the higher ground,
如果我们有那住在更高之处的经历,
then we will not fear the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday.
那我们就不怕黑夜行的瘟疫，或是午间灭人的毒病。
Brothers and sisters, I really feel the pandemic is a test.
弟兄姐妹，我实在觉着我们现在有的这个瘟疫是一场试验。
It's a test for individual and for the corporate body.
不仅是对个人，更是对团体的一个试验。
And this pandemic is used by the Lord to test the spiritual reality of His church.
那这场瘟疫就被主用来试验他的教会的属灵实际。
Just like in Revelation chapters 2 and chapter 3,The Lord Jesus is testing the seven churches of Asia Minor.
就好像在启示录第三章当中，主耶稣就在那里来查验小亚细亚的七个教会。
And he asks Apostle John to write letters to seven churches.
他就让使徒约翰给七个教会写信。
In the same way, the Lord is examining the churches today everywhere.
同样的，主今天也在查验在全地的各个教会。
I'm convinced it is the Lord who scattered His people around.
我相信是主自己把他的子民分散。
And this is an opportunity for us to see the reality in our life.
这也对我们来说是一个机会，能够看到在我们生活当中的那个实际。
Our churches today too dependent on the outward meetings.
我们今天的教会太过依赖外边的这些聚会。
Could the churches maintain the spiritual reality when we cannot be gathered together physically?
当我们没有办法面对面的相聚的时候，教会是否仍能够保持那属灵的实际？
I'm convinced God scattered His people to recover the reality of the church.
我相信神让他的子民分散，好叫他的教会能够恢复属灵的实际。
I also believe the pandemic is a judgment.
我也相信瘟疫是一个审判。
Pestilence in the Bible is always associated with God's judgment.
在圣经当中，瘟疫总是与神的审判联系在一起。
For example, after David had sinned against the Lord by numbering his people, the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel for 3 days.
那举个例子，当大卫因数点以色列人而犯罪的时候，神就让以色列遍地行了3天的瘟疫。
So COVID-19 is a judgment.
所以，这个新冠的病毒是一个审判。
So what is judgment?
那什么是审判呢
？We often associate judgment with punishment.
我们常常把审判和惩罚联系在一起。
It's not entirely accurate.
那这不是完全的准确。
In Matthew chapter 25.
在马太福音25章当中
，Jesus gave 3 parables on the matter of judgment.
主耶稣就着审判举了三个例子。
And from these 3 parables, we will find the real meaning of judgment.
那从这三个比喻当中，我们就能够找到审判究竟是什么意思。
In the parable of 10 virgins, when the bridegroom came, the wise virgins were separated.From the foolish virgins.
那在这个十童女的这个比喻当中，当新郎来到的时候，那聪明的童女就 被从那愚拙的童女当中分别出来。
Before the judgment, there was no separation among them.
在这个审判之前，在他们当中没有任何的分别。
But when the judgment came, they were clearly separated in two groups.
但当审判到来的时候，这些童女就被明确的分成两组。
In the parable of talents, when the master returned and settled accounts with his servants,
那在讲到这个恩赐的比喻当中，当主人回来与他的仆人在这里算账的时候，
The good and faithful servants were separated from the wicked and lazy servants.
那忠心良善的仆人就被从那些又懒又恶的仆人当中分别出来。
Again, judgment is separation.
所以同样的，审判就是分别。
In the parable of the sheep and goats,
在这个山羊和绵羊的这个比喻当中，
When the Son of Man comes in His glory, all the nations will be gathered before Him for judgment.
当人子在他荣耀里降临时，万民都要聚集在他面前受审判。
And the Son of Man will separate the sheep from goats.
那人子就要把绵羊从山羊当中分别出来。
He will put the sheep on the right and the goats on the left.
他就要把绵羊安置在右边，山羊安置在左边。
The sheep are those who care for the least among the saints.
绵羊就是那些顾念弟兄中最小的圣徒的人。
The goats are those who do not care for the least among the saints.
那山羊就是那些不顾念弟兄中最小的圣徒的人。
So I believe for the past 17 months, we experienced a judgment.
所以我相信在过去的17个月当中，我们经历了一场审判。
There are saints among us who have been brought closer to the Lord during the past 17 months.
在过去的17个月当中，在我们当中有的圣徒，他们被带的与主更亲近。
We can clearly witness that there is a change in their life.
我们能够清楚地看到，在他们的生活的生命里面有一个改变。
They have more spiritual reality in them now.
在他们的里面，现在有更多的属灵的实际。
They grow to love the Lord more.Than a year and a half ago,
他们现在相比于一年半之前更多的爱主。
But on the other hand, there are also those saints among us who are getting farther away from the Lord now.
但同样的，在我们当中也有圣徒，他们现在却更远离主。
We see that separation.
我们就看到了这个分别。
Therefore, the pandemic is a judgment.
因此，这场瘟疫是一个审判。
And judgment is separation.
审判就是分别。
But we thank the Lord that this judgment is not the final judgment.
但我们感谢主，这一次的审判不是那最终的审判。
This judgment is a reminder.
这一次的审判是一个提醒。
This time is a warning.
这一次是一个警告。
So remind us that there will be a bigger judgment.
来提醒我们将有那更大的审判。
And to prepare all of us for the bigger judgment.
也能够让我们为着那更大的审判来预备。
One day, there will be that final judgment.
有一天会有那最终的审判。
There will be that final separation.
也会有那最终的分别。
Which side we will be placed into.
我们会被放在哪一边呢？
Are we part of the wise version or foolish version?
我们是那聪明的童女，还是那愚拙的童女呢？
Are we going to be the good and faithful servant or wicked and lazy servant?
我们是那忠心良善的仆人呢，还是那又懒又恶的仆人
呢？ Are we going to be on the side of the sheep or on the side of goats?
我们会被放在山羊的这一边，还是绵羊的这一边呢？
It depends on whether we have spiritual reality or not.
这取决于我们是否有属灵的实际。
So this morning, I really want to focus on the spiritual reality.
所以早上我实在是愿意来关注在这个属灵的实际上。
These are the things that actually counts.
因为这些是那关乎紧要的。
There are three spiritual reality we're going to cover this morning.
所以早上我们要来讨论这三个属灵的实际。
The first one is preeminence of Christ.
第一个就是基督居首位。
Do we...Give Christ the preeminence in our life.
我们是否让基督在我们的生命当中居首位？
That is the spiritual reality.
这是一个属灵的实际。
Do we humble ourselves as we live our life?
我们在生活当中是否能够自卑？
Are we the one who wait for the Lord?
我们是那些等候主的人吗？
If we have the spiritual reality, we dwell in the higher ground.
如果我们有这些的属灵实际，我们就是那做生活在更高之处的。
If we have the spiritual reality, then we can face the judgment.
若我们有这些属灵的实际，我们就能够面对那最终的审判。
Let's address this one by one.
让我们一个一个来看。
The preeminence of Christ.
让神在凡事上居首位。
The question is, does Christ have the preeminence in our personal life?
那问题就在于神在我们个人的生活当中是否有首位。
Is the preeminence of Christ a spiritual reality in our corporate life?
那在我们团体的生活当中，神又是否在我们当中来居首位？
Is Christ before all things?
是否基督在全万事之先？
Is Christ the head of the bodies?
基督是否是教会全体之首？
Does Christ come first when we make a decision?
当我们要做一个决定的时候，基督是不是先能够让我们来考虑？
Do we reconcile everything to Christ?
我们是否让凡事与基督和好？
In other words, is Christ the end of everything?
那换句话说，就是神是不是凡事的末了？
Does Christ have exclusive direction to everything?
基督是否在凡事上能够全然的掌权？
The preeminence of Christ.Is perhaps the most important measure of our spiritual reality.
让基督居首位可能是对我们属灵实际的最主要的测量。
The preeminence of Christ is the base of unity.
让神在凡事上居首位也是我们合一的根基。
Brother and sister, how are we doing with unity for the past 70 months?
弟兄姐妹，在过去的十七个月当中，我们在合一上做得如何呢？
Now, we're not doing very well in this area.
那在这一点上，我们做的并不是很好。
So that let's reflect upon what really happened for the past 17 months.
那让我们来想一想，在十七个月当中究竟发生了什么。
In recent years, the enemy has done one thing.
在近几年当中，仇敌做了一件事。
The enemy has taken away our ability to know the truth.
仇敌让我们失去了来认知真理真相的这个能力。
You know, if I rewind the clock for another 2 or 3 decades,
如果我让这个时钟倒转二三十年，
it's not so hard to find out the truth.
那并不是很难能够让人们来认识真理。
And most of the time when something happens, and everyone will havePretty much the same idea. What are the facts?
那当时当一件事情发生的时候，大概基本上所有人对这个事情什么是真相，到底发生了什么，都有一致的认识。
But in recent years, we lose that ability to commonly agree upon the facts.
但在近几年当中，我们却丧失了这样的能力，让大家能够一致的来认识这个事实。
Brothers and sisters, we have to know this is the scheme of the enemies.
弟兄姐妹，我们要认识这是仇敌的诡计。
Because Satan is a liar.
因为撒旦就是那说谎的。
He is the father of lies, and there is no truth in him.
他也是说谎之人的父，在他里面没有真理。
Therefore, he has done the thing in our society. None of us can easily determine the facts.
所以他在我们社会当中所做的事，就是让没有一个人能够非常容易的来决定什么是那个真实发生的。
So brother and sister, how do we find the truth today?
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们如何能够来找到这个实际？
It is not easy for us to separate the truth from the lies.
因为并不是很容易让我们能够从谎言当中来分别出那个真实的。
When we cannot find the truth, then we may.Determine the truth on our own.
那如果我们不能够找到那个真理的话，那可能我们就会自己来决定什么是那个真的。
And each individual have to determine what is the truth.
所以每一个人都要自己来决断什么是真理。
And truth has been individualized.
那就让真理变成一个个人化的东西。
Therefore, it's very difficult to achieve unity when the truth.Is individualized.
所以当真理已经变成个人化的时候，那在我们当中就很难能够达到合一。
But there is a way in the Bible for us to tell the truth.
但在圣经当中却告诉我们有一条道路能够来讲出真理。
We can know the truth by the anointings which we receive from the Lord.
我们能够借着从主那里所得的恩膏来认识真理。
So finding truth is not going outwardly.
所以来找到这个真理或真相不是要去外边。
Finding truth is come inwardly.
那找到真理是要让我们到里边来。
The anointing teaches about all things.
因为这恩膏在凡事上要教训我们。
There is no need for anyone to teach us.
所以不需要别人来指教我们。
If we come inside,
如果我们能够进到里边来
，and we sense the anointing of the Lord,
我们能够来感到主的恩膏
，we will find the truth.
我们就能够找到那真理。
If everyone abides in the Lord and subject ourselves to the anointing of the Lord.
如果我们每一个人都能够住在基督里，也来顺服那恩膏的教训
，we give Christ preeminence，
我们就是让基督在我们里面来居首位
，and we will achieve unity，
我们就能够达到合一。
Brothers and sisters, we have to understand what enemy has been doing。
弟兄姐妹，我们要来认识这些仇敌所在做的是什么
，and we have to return to the preeminence of Christ。
我们也要能够让基督在我们当中重居首位。
If we all subject ourselves to the anointing of the Lord, we will have the unity.
如果我们每一个人都来顺服恩膏的教训，在我们当中就能够有基督来居首，有能够有合一。
How can we give Christ the preeminence in our life?
如何让基督在我们生活当中来居首位呢
？There is something that is very practical.
有一件事情是非常实际的。
We can give Christ the preeminence by submitting to one another.
就是我们能够借着彼此顺服，让基督在我们当中居首位。
I know when brothers open Ephesians chapter 5, they often focus on verse 22.
那我知道，当弟兄们来读到以弗所书第五章的时候，他们常常关注的是二十二节。
Brothers just love Ephesians 5 verse 22.
弟兄们就是喜欢以弗所书五章二十二节。
Because he said, "Wives, submit yourself to your own husbands as you do to the Lord."
因为那里讲到，你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
And no wonder all brothers love this verse.
我知道所有的弟兄都喜欢这一节。
But when sisters read the same chapters, they tend to focus on verse 28.
但当姊妹们读到同样这一章的时候，她们却常常会关注到二十八节。
Because 28 says.So husbands are also to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself.
因为这一节讲到，丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子。爱妻子便是爱自己了。
No wonder why sisters all love the verse 28.
那难怪姐妹们就喜欢二十八节。
But we miss the most important verse in Ephesians chapter 5.
但我们却错过了在以弗所书第五章当中最重要的一节。
The most important verses in the Ephesians chapter 5 is verse 21.
在以弗所书第五章当中最重要的一节是二十一节。
21 says, "Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ."
又当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。
This is the way we give Christ the preeminence.
借着这样一条道路，我们能够让基督来居首位。
When wives submit to their husbands, it is out of reverence for Christ.
那丈夫能够来顺服妻子，是因为存着对基督敬畏的心。
It's out of reverence for Christ, a sister submit to her husband.
是因着有对基督的敬畏，一个妻子能够来顺服她的丈夫。
When husbands love their wives, it is also out of reverence.For Christ.
当丈夫爱妻子的时候，也是因为他里面有敬畏基督的心。
Brothers and sisters, we need to learn to submit to one another.
弟兄姐妹，我们要来学习彼此顺服。
And I think during the past 17 months, we lose this spiritual reality.
我想在过去的十七个月当中，我们失去了这一点属灵的实际。
We do not submit to others.
我们不能够彼此顺服。
We insist we are right and others are wrong.
我们坚持自己是对的，别人是错的。
We do not submit ourselves to others.
我们不愿来顺服别人。
Brothers and sisters, this is the spiritual realities.
弟兄姐妹，这是属灵的实际。
We may make different choices.
我们可能会做不同的选择。
But we still need to submit to one another.
但我们仍要彼此顺服。
If we lose this spirit, we lose the spiritual reality.
如果我们失去了这个灵的话，在我们当中也就缺失了属灵的实际。
When we submit to one another in the church, out of reverence for Christ, we give Christ the preeminence.
当我们在教会当中能够因着存敬畏基督的心来彼此顺服的时候，我们就让基督在我们当中来居首位。
We need to accept the brother and sister who made different choice.
我们应该能够接受那些做不同选择的弟兄姐妹。
We need to respect a brother and sister who have chose differently than our choice.
我们应当尊重那些与我们选择不同的弟兄姐妹。
We submit to one another.
我们应当彼此顺服。
Those who are making the decision should submit to the body of Christ.
那些做了不同选择的也同样应该来
make decision.
那些做选择的弟兄姐妹
做决定的，
那些做决定的要来顺服基督的身体。
And the body of Christ need to learn to submit to those who make decisions.
那同样的，教会也要来尊重那些做选择的、做决定的弟兄姐妹。
We need to submit to one another.
我们要来彼此顺从。
When we have the spirit of submission, we have spiritual realities.
当我们里面有这个顺从的灵的时候，我们就能够有这个这个属灵的实际。
When we have the spirit of submission, the Christ will have preeminence amongst us.
当我们能够彼此顺服的，我们有这个顺服的灵的时候，基督在我们当中就能够来居首位。
This is the spiritual reality in our marriage as well.
这同样也是我们这个婚姻当中的这个时期。
This is the spiritual reality in our home as well.
这同样也是在我们家中属灵的时期。
If there is a spiritual reality in the home,
如果在家中有这属灵的时期，
children need to submit to their parents.
孩子就要来顺服他们的父母。
But also the parents need to learn to submit themselves to the children as well.
同样的，父母也要学习如何的来顺从儿女。
The spirit of submission, the submit to one another is the spiritual reality.
就是顺从的灵，彼此顺服是属灵的实际。
We need to ask the Lord.
我们要来问主。
If we have lost the spiritual realities.
如果我们失去了这个属灵的实际。
We insist on our own way of doing things.
我们坚持自己做事的方法。
If we do not submit to one another,
如果我们不能彼此顺从，
and Christ will have no preeminence amongst his people.
那基督在他的子民当中就没有首位。
This is the higher ground.
这是那更高之处。
When Christ has preeminence in the body of Christ, all of us will be on the higher ground.
当基督在他的教会当中能够居首位的时候，我们都会在那更高之处。
The second spiritual reality is the humility.
那第二个属灵的实际就是谦卑。
Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you at the proper time.
你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。
Humility brings us into a higher ground.
谦卑能够带我们到更高之处。
Our Lord Jesus is a perfect example.
我们的主耶稣是一个完美的例子。
He emptied himself. He took the form of a bond servant and be made in the likeness of man.
他反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Being found in appearance of a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
For this reason also God highly exalted him.And bestowed on him the name which is above every name.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
Our Lord Jesus humbled himself under the mighty hand of God, and He may exalt him at the proper time.
主耶稣自己卑微，伏在神大能的手下，到了神后，神就叫他升高。
When Jesus submit to the Father as His authority, the life of the Father became.The source of his life.
当耶稣自己顺服，让神做他的主权的时候，父的生命就成为他生命的源头。
Jesus' humility was his way to receive that life.
那耶稣的谦卑就是他从父那里来接受这个生命的方法。
In New Testament, we thought Moses was brought to the high mountain.
那在新约的时候，我们看到摩西被带到那高山上。
And we may ask why was Moses chosen?
我们可能会问，为什么摩西是那个被选择的？
Because Moses was very humble, more than any man who was on the face of the earth.
因为摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
We need to be on this higher ground.
我们需要在那更高之处。
We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, then He will exalt us at the proper time.
若我们能够自己卑微伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，神会让我们升高。
Humility put Christ at the center of our life.
谦卑能够让基督在我们的生活当中来做中心。
So we often put ourselves at the center of our life.
我们常常是把自己放在这个生活的中心。
For example, when we make a decision,
举一个例子，当我们要做决定的时候，
we always put ourselves at the center.
我们常常把自己放在这个中心。
We use the facts that we believe are true.
我们就用那些我们以为是真的这些事实。
When we conclude they are true, we wonder how could anyone think otherwise.
当我们认定他们是事实的时候，我们就会疑问别人怎么会想的不一样呢？
We have no humility to entertain that we could be wrong.
我们并没有谦卑会来承认我们可能会犯错。
And based on our own facts, then we choose an options that maximize our own benefits and minimize our own risk.
那照着我们所相信的这些事实，我们就选择那些能够增加我们的利益的、减少我们风险的事情。
We'll listen to others only if they are in agreement with us.
那我们只会在别人来同意我们的时候去听他们的。
When others make a different choice, we often criticize them in our hearts.
那当别人做出不同的选择的时候，我们常常在心中就要来指责别人。
This is how we put ourselves in the center.
这是我们如何把自己就放在中心。
Humility is the opposite.
那谦卑却是完全相反。
Humility allowed the cross to put Christ at the center.
谦卑能够让十字架把基督放在我们的中心。
When Christ is at the center, this person is in spiritual reality.
当基督在他的生活当中中心，这个人他就有这个属灵的实际。
So when Paul said that according to my earnest expectation and hope that I will not be put to shame in anything, that with that old boldness Christ will even now, as always, be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death.
所以保罗说到，照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
For Paul, it is important that Christ be exalted in his body.
对保罗来说，重要的是基督在他身上照常显大。
But it's not important whether his body is life or dead.
但无论是生或是死，这件事对他并不重要。
Paul is not at the center.
保罗并不在中心。
Christ is at the center.
基督是在中心。
Humility is allow the cross to put Christ at the center of our life.
那因着谦卑，保罗就让十字架能够把基督放在他生活的中心。
Therefore, Paul can write, "I have been crucified with Christ."
所以保罗说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Paul applied the cross to everything in his life.
保罗就在他生活当中一切事情上能够来使用十字架。
He allowed the cross to remove Paul from the center of his life.
他让十字架把保罗从他生活的中心当中挪去。
And place Christ at the center.
能够把基督放回在他生活的中心。
This is the real meaning of humility.
这是谦卑的真正的意义。
And this is the spiritual reality.
这也是那属灵的实际。
Humility is the law of the kingdom of God.
在神的国中，这个谦卑也是神国的律法。
Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
所以，凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
Whoever exalts himself shall be humbled, and whoever humbles himself shall be exalted.
凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
Brothers and sisters, humility is the spiritual reality.
弟兄姐妹，谦卑是属灵的实际。
Humility puts us in that higher ground.
谦卑能够把我们放到更高之处。
The third spiritual reality is waiting upon the Lord.
那第三个属灵的实际是等候主。
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 30, through youth grew weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly.
以赛亚书四十章第三十节讲到，少年人也要疲倦困乏，强壮的也必全然跌倒。
Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
As Isaiah wrote chapter 40 and onwards, he wrote from a higher ground.
当以赛亚写到第三四十章以及之后的时候，他是在一个更高之处来写这些章节。
He could see the things that people could not see at the time.
他能够看到在那时的人所看不到的事情。
His prophecy was not limited to the Jewish people.
他的预言并不仅限于犹太人。
His prophecy extends the whole world.
那他的这个预言就能够扩展到全世界。
Then he began in chapter 40 by saying, "Comfort, comfort all my people."
然后自四十节开始的时候，他就说：“你们的神说，你们要安慰，安慰我的百姓。”
The word "comfort" is more than just consolation.
那这个安慰并不只是说让人得慰藉。
It actually means to cause to breathe again.
那实际的意思，他是说让人能够再次呼吸。
This book was written to the people under oppression.
那这本书是写给那些在重压之下的人的。
They could hardly breathe.
他们几乎不能呼吸。
Now God said, "Breathe again."
现在神对他们说，再次呼吸。
Under oppression in captivity, even youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly.
在这个被掳的重压之下，即使少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也已全然跌倒。
But Isaiah was on that higher ground.
但以赛亚却在那更高之处。
He spoke to the people on the lower ground.
他对那些在低处的人说。
He said, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired."
他说，你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦。
He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak.
疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。
All you have to do is wait for the Lord.
你所要做的就是来等候主。
If you wait for the Lord, He will renew your strength.
如果你等候主的话，他要让你重新得力。
You will soar on wings like eagles.
你必如鹰展翅上腾。
You will run and not get tired. You will walk.And not become weary.
你奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
You will soar with wing to a higher ground.
你要如鹰展翅上腾到更高之处。
Brother and sister, after 17 months of Zoom meetings, are you become weary and tired?
弟兄姐妹，经过在 Zoom 上17个月的机会，你是否已经困倦疲乏呢？
I think even our youth grow tired and weary.
我想在我们当中的年轻人也已经困倦疲乏。
They're probably more tired and worried than our adults.
可能他们比年长的成人更这个疲乏困倦。
That's why there's urgency to bring them back.
因此有这样一个紧迫要把他们带回来。
Because they grow weary and get tired.
我们要去那些去找到那些疲乏困倦的。
Even worse, some of them stumble and fall.
那更差的是有一些人已经跌倒。
So we need to hear the words from Isaiah, "Comfort, comfort my people."
所以我们要听到从以赛亚书所写的这些话，安慰，安慰我的百姓。
We need to hear the everlasting God does not grow tired or become weary.
我们要知道那永在的神他不疲倦也不困乏。
We need God's strength in us.
我们需要神的力量。
And we should listen to the encouragement from Isaiah.
我们需要听到以赛亚的这个鼓励。
And we wait for the Lord.
然后我们来等候主。
As we wait for the Lord, He will renew our strength.
当我们来等候主的时候，他要让我们重新得力。
We will soar on wings like eagles to that higher ground.
我们要如鹰展翅上腾，来到那更高之处。
Then we will run and not get tired, and we will walk and not become weary.
然后我们能奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
So these are the three spiritual reality that we want to focus this morning.
所以这就是我们早上愿讲到的这个三个的属灵实际。
Preeminence of Christ.
让基督居首位。
Humility.
谦卑。
Waiting upon the Lord.
等候主。
These are the spiritual reality of God's people.
这是神的子民所当有的属灵的实际。
And this is how we measure ourselves.
这也是我们如何的能够来审视我们自己。
This is how we pursue the Lord.
这也是我们如何的来追求主。
This is how we pray to the Lord.
这也是我们如何的来向主祷告。
To bring us into these realities.
能够带我们进入这些属灵的实际。
How do we do it?
那我们该如何做呢？
How can we actually enter into the realities?
我们如何能够实际的进入这些实际呢？
These things are not really new to us.
这些事对我们来说并不是很新。
But we are under this tremendous oppression now.
但现在我们所受的却是极大的重压。
And we need to move to the higher ground.
那我们却需要来到更高之处。
But how do we get there?
那我们如何能够到那里呢？
How can we be lifted?
我们如何能够被扶起来呢？
Brother and sister, I want to point out something that's very important.
弟兄姐妹，我想要指出一件非常重要的事。
Give God the preeminence is a matter of love.
那能够让神来居首位是关乎爱。
God loved the church and gave himself for the church.
基督爱教会并为教会舍己。
How should church respond to this love?
那教会要如何回应这一份爱呢？
How can we respond to this love properly?
我们如何能够来合适的回应这一份爱呢？
We respond to the love of Christ by giving Him the preeminence.
我们就是要借着让基督来坐首居首位来回应这一份爱。
It is not only reasonable; it is intelligent.
这不仅是合理的，也是智慧的。
Is it reasonable if we return our love to Christ by giving Him the preeminence?
那我们能够让他来居首位，是不是这样是一个合适的回应呢？
Is it intelligent?For us, return our love to Christ.
那我们向着神的爱有一个回应，这事是不是智慧的呢？
If we give Christ the preeminence, our spiritual life will be revived.
如果我们能够让基督来居首位，我们的属灵生命就能得到恢复。
If the church give Christ the preeminence, the church life will be revived.
如果教会能够让基督在我们当中居首位，那教会的生命也能够得到恢复。
Brother and sister, it is a matter of love, actually.
弟兄姐妹，所以实际关乎要紧的就是爱。
If we love the Lord with all of our hearts, we will give Him the preeminence.
如果我们能够来尽心的爱主的话，我们就会把让他来居首位。
If we love our wife, then we will put our wife's interests before our interests.
如果我们爱我们的妻子，我们会让妻子，她的这个感兴趣的放在我们之前。
Parents are doing this all the time. We love our children. We put our children's interests ahead of our own interests.
那这个做父母的总是这样做的，因为我们爱自己的孩子，所以总是把孩子们的利益摆在我们的前面。
I think every parent is doing that.
我想每一个父母都是这样做的。
So we know how to do it.
所以我们知道该如何的来做。
We love our child.
我们爱我们的孩子。
We give that child preeminence.
我们就让这个孩子来居首位。
If we can give our child the preeminence, we can also give our Lord Jesus the preeminence.
如果我们能够让孩子来居首位，我们同样也能够让基督来居首位。
If we love the Lord.
如果我们爱主。
So now, this is coming back to this matter of love.
所以现在这就回到这个爱的事上。
Oftentimes we cannot give the Lord preeminence.Because we don't love him enough.
常常我们不能够让基督来居首位，是因为我们不够爱他。
And that is the problem.
那这是其实是问题所在。
Love can achieve this easily.
爱能够让这件事情非常容易的就成就。
May the Lord reveal the love of Christ in us again.
愿神能够把基督的爱再一次启示给我们。
If our heart is filled with the love of Christ.
如果我们的爱里满了基督的爱，
we can give him the preeminence.
我们就能够让他来居首位。
We can let him have the first place in everything.
我们就能让他在凡事上来居首位。
And we can enter into the spiritual reality.
我们也能够进入到这个属灵的实际。
And this is higher ground.
就能够来进入到这更高之处。
Humility is a manifestation of love.
所以谦卑也同样是爱的显现。
Why did Christ choose to empty himself?
为什么基督要选择来虚己呢？
He emptied himself because the love for his church.
他之所以虚己，是因着里面对教会的爱。
Why did Christ choose to humble himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross?
为什么基督要耶稣要选择顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上呢？
Christ did it because he loved the church and gave himself for the church.
基督之所以如此做，是因为他爱教会，并为教会舍己。
Humility is a manifestation of love.
谦卑是爱的显现。
When we allow the cross to set Christ at the center of our life, we return our love to Christ.
当我们允许十字架把基督摆在生活的中心，我们能够把我们的爱来献给基督。
We were at the center of our life.
我们常常在自己生活的中心。
But God died for us.
但神为我们而死。
To give himself for us.
把他自己给了我们。
How can we return our love to Christ?
我们该如何来回应神这样的爱呢？
We allow the cross to remove us from the centers.
我们让十字架把我们从中心拿掉。
And place Christ at the centers.
能够把基督放在我们生命的中心。
That is humility.
这就是谦卑。
The humility can become a manifestation of our love.For Christ.
那谦卑就能够成为我们爱基督的这个显现。
Waiting upon the Lord is a demonstration of our love for Christ.
等候主也是能够来证明我们的这个向着主的爱。
In Isaiah chapter 62, God posed the watchman on the wall of Jerusalem.
在以赛亚书62章那里，神在耶路撒冷上设立守望的。
They never be silent day or night.
他们昼夜必不静默。
They give themselves no rest and give God no rest till God establishes in Jerusalem the praise of the earth.
他们自己不歇息，也不使神歇息，只等他建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
So these watchmen are the virgins who are waiting for the bridegroom.
那这些守望的就是那些童女，他们在等候那新郎。
To them, the name of the bridegroom is like the ointment poured forth.
对他们来说，那新郎的名就如同倒出来的香膏。
Why did they up there day by night?
他们为什么日夜要站在这城墙上呢？
Because they love the Lord.
因为他们爱主。
They love his church.
他们也爱他的教会。
So they were there on the wall day and night.
所以他们在那里站在城墙上日夜不息。
Waiting upon the Lord is a demonstration.Of our love.
等候神是我们向着神的爱的一个证明。
Waiting upon the Lord is a spiritual reality.
等候神也是属灵的实际。
Especially waiting for his return.
特别等候他的再来。
It's the crucial reality in our life.
是我们生活当中最重要的这个实际。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be uplifted to a higher ground.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要被带到更高之处。
It is our love that allows us to be lifted.
是我们的爱能够让我们被抬起来。
If we give that love to the Lord this morning,
如果早上我们能够把这个爱来献给基督，
and you will be lifted to that higher ground this morning.
那今天这个早上你就能够被扶持，被抬到那更高之处。
It doesn't have to wait until afternoon.
你不需要等到下午。
The uplifting to the higher ground.Can be done now.
这个被扶持到更高之处，现在就能发生。
Can happen instantly.
立时就能发生。
It's the love that allows us to give him the preeminence.
是爱让我们能够让基督在我们当中居首位。
It's the love that causes us to humble ourselves.
是爱让我们能够来自卑。
It is love that causes us to wait for the Lord.
也是爱让我们能够来等候神。
To be on the wall of Jerusalem,
能够在耶路撒冷的城墙上
day and night,
能够日夜不息
and not be silent
能够昼夜并不静默
and not to allow Lord to have rest
也不让神歇息
until he made Jerusalem a praise of the earth
只等他建立耶路撒冷使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的
No wonder at the Sea of Tiberias our Lord Jesus had only one question for Peter
所以难怪耶稣在提比利亚海边对彼得只有一个问题
Jesus could mention many things to Peter
耶稣可以对彼得讲到很多的事情
They have a lot to talk about
他们能讲论很多的事
That was the last conversation between our Lord Jesus and Peter
这是主耶稣跟彼得之间最后的一段对话
In the very last conversationWhy did our Lord Jesus only mention one thing?
为什么主耶稣在最后的这个对话当中只提了一件事
He only asked one question.
他也只问了一个问题
And he asked three times.
他问这个问题问了三次
Because that's the spiritual reality.
因为那就是这属灵的实际
Because that is the higher ground.
因为那是那更高之处
That's what Peter needs.
那是彼得所需要的
That's how Peter.Can run without get tired.
那是彼得如何能够奔跑不知疲倦。
How Peter will continue on.
那是彼得如何能够继续向前。
That will put the wings on Peter like eagles.
那也让彼得能够得着如鹰般的翅膀。
And Jesus says, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?
所以耶稣就问他，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Brothers and sisters, this is about spiritual reality.
弟兄姐妹，这关乎到属灵的实际。
It's all come down to this matter of love.
所以都是关乎到这件事，就是爱。
But we need to enter into the love of Christ.
我们需要能够来进入到耶稣的爱中。
We need to ask the Lord to fill us with the love of Christ.
我们需要求主能够来让我们里面充满基督的爱。
Only when we are filled by the love of Christ from above.
只有当我们从上面被浇灌主耶稣基督的爱
we can answer the question like Peter's.
我们就能够像彼得一样来回答这个问题
When we can answer the question like Peter's, we enter into the spiritual realities.
当我们能够如彼得一样来回答这个问题我们就能够进入到属灵的实际
It is easy to give Christ the preeminence.
就容易让基督在我们生活当中来居首位
It is so easy if you love him.
如果你是爱他的话，这件事情很容易的。
It is easy to humble ourselves into the mighty hands of God.
如果也很容易让我们能够把自己伏在神大能的手下。
If you love the Lord,
如果你爱主的话
，It is easy to wait upon the Lord.
能够来等候神也将会是容易的。
If you love him,
如果你爱他的话
，If you love him, you wait for him.
如果你爱他，你就要等候他。
Brothers and sisters, this is the spiritual reality.
弟兄姐妹，这就是那属灵的实际。
This is the higher ground.
这也是那更高之处。
May the Lord this morning that lift all of us to the higher ground.
愿主早上能够扶持我们来到更高之处。
Brother, sister, we were at the higher ground this morning.
弟兄姐妹，早上的时候我们曾在那更高之处。
When we gather before this his table, that is the higher ground.
当我们聚在他的桌前的时候，那就是更高之处。
We need to return our love to him.
我们要把我们的爱能够来还给他。
We need to wait for his return.
我们要来等候他的再来。
Brother and sister, we do not know how long we have to continue, in the current situations.
弟兄姐妹，我们并不知道在如今的这个光景，我们还要来持续多久。
Brother and sister, it does not matter.
弟兄姐妹，这并不关乎要紧。
As long as we have the spiritual reality.
只要我们里面有属灵的实际
If Christ is preeminent, has the preeminence among us, it does not matter.
如果基督在我们当中是居首位的话，这件事情并不关。
Whether we meet in person or we meet online, it does not matter. When the Christ has the preeminence among His people,
如果神在他的子民当中能够居首位，或者是线上聚会，或者是面对面的聚会，这是并不要紧。
Spiritual reality does not depend on the form of a meeting.
因为属灵的实际并不关乎于这个聚会的形式
It's about our heart
是关乎我们的心
Whether we have that love for Christ
我们是否里面有爱主的心
When we humble ourselves
当我们能够来自卑的时候
We all just under the mighty hand of God
我们都把自己伏在神的大能的手下。
God will lift us up at the proper time.
到了时候，神就让我们升高。
We do not worry too much about when the proper time is.
我们并不是特别的要来在意什么是那时候。
All we need to do is humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
我们所要做的就是伏在神大能的手下。
Waiting upon the Lord.
等候主。
The Lord is coming soon.
主就要再来。
And the pandemic is a preparation for His coming.
那这场的疫情就是让我们能够来预备等候他的
再来。We need to learn to wait for waiting for His return.
我们要来学习等候他的再来。
That's our reality.
这是我们的实际。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. We can fellowship before your words.
父，我们感谢你早上我们能够来交通你的话语。
We ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
我们求主来怜悯我们。
We pray that you will fill each one of us with love for Christ.
我们祷告，愿你让我们每一个人里面都充满了基督的爱。
Allow us to return that love back to you.
那我们也能够把这个爱来回灌给你。
We continue to pray for the current situation.
我们又为着现在的环境来祷告。
We know we need to be lifted to a higher ground.
我们知道我们需要被扶持到更高之处。
We need to know how to run without getting tired.
我们也要知道如何能够来奔跑不知疲倦。
How to walk without become weary.
能够行走不困乏。
Give us that strength.
愿你给我们力量。
Renew our strength.
能够让我们重新得力。
So we can soar with wind like eagles.
好像我们能够如鹰展翅上腾。
Thank you for being with us this morning.
我们感谢你早上与我们同在。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.